10 minutes past 12, and that's Good Neighbor Time in the Northwest. Presented every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday by Mizon Incorporated, makers of Mizon Poultry Builder.
Howdy, we're so glad to be here. Yes, we just had to be here for the fun. We're shouting howdy, make with a friendly spirit. That's how we like to hear it done.
Hello again from the world's greatest fair, ladies and gentlemen, the 1955 edition of the Minnesota State Fair. That's where we are now on the stage of the Lee Auditorium in the Agriculture Horticulture Building, broadcasting for the Mizon Company. I'm Bob DeHaven. The Red River Valley Trio is here.
Howdy, 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 howdy do.
Oh, I never got to finish that sentence I was saying, and I was going to name other people on the program. So I might as well finish that sentence. And Irv Banjo Wickner, Hal Garvin, Wally Olson, and the boys. And the first tune is this one. I'll go riding down that old Texas trail.
That old slouch hat upon my head, a worn-out blanket for my bed. And I'll go riding down that Texas trail. Flour and bacon in my pack, my old guitar slung o'er my back, and I'll go riding down that Texas trail. One old lazy burro to carry pick and axe, piece of jerky, can of beans, a pail. Gold to search the hills for gold, and then when I have grown too old, I'll go riding down that Texas trail.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say a word for our sponsor here, and this is the only opportunity he has, so I want you to hear it all. Mark Twain was the first one to say that everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, friends, there's something you can do about hot, humid weather. If it's getting your laying hens down where they get droopy, lose their appetites, and go off feed. Then when your hens go off feed because the temperature's climbed up into the 80s or the 90s, and it's damp and humid like it's been so long this summer, the next thing you know, they lay fewer eggs. They go into a costly laying slump due to nonspecific enteritis, colds, sniffling, due to chronic respiratory disease, air sac. Finally, when the thermometer gets up in the 90s, it seems there's always blue comb disease. And blue comb kills. When it strikes, the best you can expect is that your hens will stop laying for 2 weeks to a month. Watch out for these signs of blue comb. Birds go off feed, appear weak and droopy, walk stiffly, and their combs turn darker than usual. But the good news is this. There is an answer to these hot weather troubles. One of science's greatest new discoveries that helps stop hot weather laying slumps from these diseases, that stops blue comb in as little as 48 hours. This amazing tested formula is Mizon, M-Y-Z-O-N, Mizon Poultry Builder. The very same Mizon you've been hearing about in the newspapers and farm papers and on the radio. Here's why poultry raisers from coast to coast, folks like you, who depend on their egg money for so many things, depend on Mizon. First of all, Mizon Poultry Builder goes into the drinking water, just like you put sugar in your coffee. You don't change your feeding program. And that's only half the advantage, because you know that sick birds will drink when they won't eat. That's why you can get your hens to take Mizon Poultry Builder into their systems right to the danger points. When there's no other way I know of getting these wonder-working ingredients into the birds to help get them back into production. Now, if your very first package of Mizon Poultry Builder doesn't do everything promised on this program, you simply return the unused portion to your dealer and your money will be refunded. So why take chances of losing egg profits this summer with hot weather laying slumps due to blue comb, nonspecific enteritis, colds, sniffling, due to respiratory diseases? Go to your dealers today and get a package of Mizon Poultry Builder. Accept no substitute. Only Mizon contains exclusive formula RQ14. M-Y-Z-O-N at good dealers everywhere. Well, say, what a dandy crowd there is here today. My gosh, you folks look nice. Here are some people who are looking through a piano. It's kind of hard to see through. It's right in front of you. You're from Yellow Medicine, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
How'd I know that?
It says on my pen.
That's right. What's your name?
Margot West.
Gee, I see you're in Bermuda shorts. That craze is going clear out to Yellow Medicine County. What town do you live in, or do you live in the country?
I live in the country at Granite Falls, Minnesota.
Oh, it's near Granite Falls. Well, it's nice to have you young folks in here. There'll always be a fair as long as the young folks like it. And apparently they like it even more than the oldsters. Now, stop giggling now. This is serious. You aren't here to have a good time. You're here to broadcast. What's your name, Voight?
Roland Voight.
Oh, yeah, I see the Voight on your FFA shirt here. Where do you live, sir?
Woodlake.
Attaboy. Are you from Woodlake?
Yeah.
You with him?
Yes, I am.
Are you an FFA?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you got kind of a striped shirt here, like kind of a convict's outfit. Where do you live?
Woodlake, Minnesota.
Yes, I ask you that. And what's your name?
David Cozen.
Okay, Mr. Cozy. Well, here's a lady sitting down. You got the last chair. What's your name?
Good. Mrs. Bjosted from Lindstrom, Minnesota, Chisago County.
Why, sure. It's on Highway 8, too, isn't it?
It is indeed. The finest city north of Minneapolis. Do come and see us.
All right, Lindstrom. Are there other people here in the auditorium from Lindstrom? If there are, raise your hands. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you know this lady sitting over here? You do, huh? All right, there are 5 in the auditorium from the finest city north of Minneapolis. All right. Holy smokes, where are you from?
I'm from Minneapolis. That's in Hennepin County.
Oh, it is. Here's a guy with an old-fashioned linen duster on and goggles and a cap. And what is it that you're doing at the fair, sir?
Well, Bob, we've got an antique auto exhibit over on the main floor of the grandstand, which we hope all the folks that come to the fair will come and see.
Did you drive the thing in? Are the cars
they,
in there?
They can all be driven. No, I didn't drive any of them in myself. They were set up when I got there, but...
All right.
Come on and see it.
Well, I will. Well, probably you thought there were bats in the belfry when you heard that sound, but that comes from the organ. And that's a signal to me to stop talking. Excuse me, I stepped on Granite Falls here. That's a signal to me to stop talking and to start the middle number up there. It's going to be a banjo solo of Ain't. Ungrammatical, but Ain't She Sweet.
Handsomest announcer, Gordon Eaton.
Now is the time when plums are at their sweet, juicy best. It's the best time to pick them, the most economical time to buy them, and it's the perfect time to put up a batch of delicious homemade plum jam or jelly. For glorious flavor, for top-notch economy and convenience, you'll want to make your jam or jelly with Sure Gel. Sure Gel is the powdered, natural pectin product that takes all guesswork out of jelly making and saves you endless time. When you follow the recipes in the Sure Gel package, you'll always get perfect results. Thanks to Sure Gel's short boil method, you never boil away flavorful fruit juices. And you save money because Sure Gel gives you half again as much jelly or jam as you get with the long boil methods. And no jelly or jam can equal your own homemade. You'll feel real pride in making it. Your family will sure call for more. So now, while plums are ripe and plentiful, put up some wonderful homemade plum jam or jelly with Sure Gel. You'll agree homemade jams are best, they taste best, and they cost less.
Well, they do. I'll tell you, regular listeners, that this is the place where ordinarily we have a good neighbor letter, but we're dispensing with that this week, so we'll have more time to have fairgoers talk in the mic. But the contest goes on.